Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
On a big, broad street in Little Mexico, a neighborhood in Oklahoma City, past the stockyards and tucked into a row of pawn shops and a very popular Zumba studio, is the very festive Leo's Cakery.
How are the cannolis? Can I get one?
You can get as many as you want.
I think only one is
only
good
one.
For me, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Cakes are for the good times, says Leo Guevara, who spent years in the grim Mexican city of Juarez, dreaming of having his own cake decorating business. Then for years he worked construction in Oklahoma so he could save up to buy every mixer, every refrigerator, every oven you see here in this shop. Today he's got a second location and a wildly decorated delivery truck. He voted for the first time in this election as a naturalized citizen, but he says the large community of Mexican immigrants in this once booming part of Oklahoma is not thinking about cake moments since the election. People are on edge, he says. They hear headlines like the Trump administration is serious about building a wall, and they worry they might have to move or be moved by a wave of Trump deportations.
It kind of hurts me because I'm not like that, you know. I'm not here in this country to do that. I'm here in this country to work and to do my part to make this community, this state, this country better. And I think I'm doing my part.
How does fear change the economy in a very predominantly immigrant neighborhood like this one?
It changed because there's some people that are really afraid of getting caught by police or immigration or anything like that. And they move, or they are thinking to move, and they rather just go elsewhere. And then if they go elsewhere, they take their money and they take everything they do. And then for my particular business, if I have no people working, or like construction people or any type of job they do, if they are thinking to move out to another state or another country, that's people leaving and that's money leaving and that's everything leaving, and I'll be less busy.
So fear of deportation means saving your money and not spending it, and that affects you?
Yes, that affects me big time, because my type of product is not an essential product, okay? You don't have to have a birthday cake. You don't have to have a dessert. You do birthday cakes because you're happy, because you celebrate, because all of that, and that's what I live off. I live off people's parties, people's happy moments. So if there's no happy moments, I will be out of job.
How worried are you about your status or deportation of family members, that sort of thing?
I personally have family members that pretty much depend on the protection laws right now, and friends also. And if they cancel all that, if they close all of that, I mean, I'm afraid of I'll be with no friends, with no part of my family here, and that's not good.
So what do you fear most about this new administration and what Donald Trump is saying? Is it the wall? Is it the vetting? What is it?
I think it's a little bit of everything. For my Hispanic people will be the deportation, the wall, the cut of help, the cut of social help to people without the papers.
So reversing all of the Obama orders is going to have a really serious consequence to people here in this neighborhood.
Yes, big time. Because, like I said, I think maybe probably 50% will be affected. And that's a lot of people.
Do you feel powerless? Do the people in this neighborhood feel powerless?
I don't think we feel powerless, because we can always keep doing or think. But sometimes when you're in a country or area or place or state or city where you feel, or people make you feel, or the system make you feel powerless or unhappy, I mean, we always have the power to go elsewhere. And we like it here. You came to a country known by freedom, by the American dream, by a country where you can accomplish everything you want to do. But now, I think all that is changing. I don't think people feel like that. I don't think there's the American dream. It's going on a different way that no one's like it. And I feel like that. A year ago, I see myself, you know, with my business, a good job, you know, my car, my house, normal. And I thought I was living the American dream. But now, with all this, my question for myself is, do I want to be in this country? Do I want to be in this society? Probably not.
That's an emotional decision for you. That doesn't make you feel good.
No, it does not make me feel good, because if you hear, you're part of it. And you don't want to be part of a society like that, at least not me.
When President Trump said, America first, from now on, America first, America first, what did you feel?
America first. I'll tell you one thing I have problem with all the time. First of all, I don't like when people say America, because the United States is not America. The United States, it's called the United States of America. So when people say America, first of all, I don't like it. To me, it's the United States. So America first, I think it's a lie too, because like I said before, everybody, every person, every human being that is here in this country, in the United States, that he meant America, everybody is America first. So if he's going to send a bunch of people out and build some tall walls and cut commerce with other countries, I don't know. I don't see how it's America first.
You feel like there's a contempt for Hispanics right now coming from Washington.
I do. I guess it's really hard to say right now, but I don't think I'll be very happy seeing the government doing this to people, separating families, and to me, it's all doing the wrong thing.
Leo Guevara is the owner of Leo's Cakery, with two convenient locations in Oklahoma City.